My colleague, Professor Zhang Zhiming, mental block, this is not good. Zhang Ming Chen, Professor of Sociology of University of Chicago, will be co-chairing the discussion, but I will start by introducing Professor Zhen Shiling. Please join me. Professor Zhen Shiling is an architect, has been the dean, and is a professor at Tongji University, highly recognized architect in this country and internationally well known. Please watch your step. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning. Thank you, Professor Boudart. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. I'm very honored to be invited to give a presentation on Shanghai. It's a vision from a Chinese architecture. Next, please. The history of Shanghai can be traced back to about 5,500 years ago. There is a heterogeneous condensation of the Chinese history, and as well as the world urban form in Shanghai, which has been reflected in the older city proper, traditional gardens, architecture, temples, churches, housings, and as well as urban fabric. Next. Since the 1850s, Shanghai gradually becomes the center of trade, finance, and the multifunctional economy. The peculiar geopolitical situation made it possible for the Western culture, traditional Chinese culture, and as well as other regional subculture to coexist in Shanghai. It resulted diversified values for the city and its architecture. Next. Shanghai becomes a compact presentation of the world architecture. The urban development has followed the models of classical European cities and integrated them with traditional Chinese ideology. Next, this is the map of Shanghai, and you can see the original Chinese city. There are three glorious periods in Shanghai: the 13th century, the 1920s and the 1930s, and then 1990s. Shanghai has always expressed its tolerance and the coexistence of multiculture. Next. Because of the 1920s and the 1930s prosperity, Shanghai could keep the pace as an international metropolis, which has introduced the European urban fabric. The urban area has been cut into four pieces with segregation of different administrative systems. In 1930s, there was also an intention to build a new city center in north to avoid the influences of the international settlements and the French concession. A master plan has been worked out according to the modern principles of urban planning with functional divisions, but also with traditional architecture form. Shanghai, this is a map of Shanghai in the 1930s. Here we can see the urban fabric and a unique type of older housing, and also the skyline in 1930s. And those are also, next. Those are also the unique type of the housings. Now still in Shanghai, we have about 10 million square meters of buildings like this. Since 1950s, because of the geopolitical and the ideological situation, Shanghai was no more the development center for a long period. In 1950s and the 60s, according to former Soviet Union's model, satellite cities, heavy industrial zones, and the residential quarters were designed and built under the policy of national industrialization. This is the expansion from 1840 to 1982. This is the master plan of Shanghai in 1999 to 2020. The 1990s open policy gives the city a chance to redevelop. After the development has been tried in different directions, to north, south, southwest, west, which has reflected the industrialization of the city, now we find the east direction for the future development. So Pudong area has been set up for the main direction. Pudong means the east part of the Huangpu River. This is the master plan. And then this is the master plan for the central city inside the outer ring road, altogether with 667 square kilometers area. In this plan, we have planned four sub-centers to make the urban structure better. Three events have given a historic opportunity for Shanghai's future development, which will also have significant impact on Chinese urbanization. First one, the opening policy for Pudong area. Secondly, the suburban development since 2000, and then the World Expo 2010. The opening policy for Pudong area has led to a restructuring course, both for the urban industry and the urban form. The Huangpu River becomes the center of urban space. The former waterfront along the river is now transforming from the industrialized area full of factories, shipyards, warehouses, docklands into a public open space. This is a program for the waterfront transformation of Huangpu River. Since 2001, about 22 square kilometers area of the waterfront of Huangpu River is now in the transformation. And then the new program along the Huangpu River has also many programs. And then we call it the Eastern Burnt Area. Since late 1990s, Shanghai has worked out plenty master plans for different areas, which have covered about 800 square kilometers land. Yearly, about 20 million square meters of buildings will be constructed. In some periods, even more. This is one of the four sub-centers in Shanghai. It's planned by Professor Mario Gondarsanas from Princeton University. It's now the most developed sub-centers in Shanghai. And then another sub-center program nearby the Tongji University in southeast part of northeast part of Shanghai. Next. And then this is the intensity of the land use since 1987. We can see most development happened in the central city. Next. Shanghai will develop with the Yangtze Delta area and becomes the center of a railway network. Originally, Shanghai is located at the end of the Yangtze Delta area, but with the network of the railway, we will become one of the centers in the south Yangtze Delta area. Next. Since 2000, the suburban development has been put in agenda. Due to the economic booming, the urban structure is now reformed. And we can see the future tendency for the urbanization of Shanghai. In master plan of 1990 to 2020, a multi-centric urban structure and leads to a course of reurbanization. The public mass transit system will be established. We have planned altogether 810 kilometers subway line. And by 2010, there will be about 400 kilometer railway line realized. Next. And also the intercity and the metropolitan highway system will be established. Today, there are about 600 kilometer highway under construction. Next. Shanghai has again the aim to become a world-class finance, economic, trade, and shipping center. So the land is very expensive. So Shanghai has taken the high-rise building as the most important development. Today, there are more than 7,000 high-rise buildings above 24 meters in Shanghai. And this is the distribution of the industries in Shanghai. We have we can see the key industry and their distribution. Next. three satellite cities with 500,000 to 1 million population, such as the Jiading New City, Songjiang New City, and Lingang City, have been planned. A multi-centric urban structure has been formed now. And because of the planning for the satellite cities, actually there will be more sub-centers in the city and the suburbs in the future. So we can think of the restructuring of the whole city. This is the Lingang City, the deeper water harbor. It will be we will have about 297 square kilometers land, mainly for logistic and also for manufacture industry. Next. This is one of the suburban new town planned by Italian architect Vittorio Gregori. For the Shanghai planning, many international architects participated for the design and also the planning course. This is the Jiading New City. You have visited this town nearby the automobile industrial center. Next. Shanghai is also building its green systems. In 2003, Shanghai was named by the central government as Garden City. We will have 40% greenery. Next. In 2010, Expo will bring a transformation of the urban life and the lifestyle for Shanghai. It will promote the reurbanization of Shanghai. This is the land for Expo with 5.28 square kilometers area in Pudong and also in the west side of the Huangpu River. Next. Today we can see the actual situation full of shipyards and docklands and factories. Altogether, they are more than 300 factories and more than 25,000 families will be relocated. So it will affect also the future Shanghai. Next. This is a master plan of Expo for 2010. Next. The historical areas and the buildings have been put in preservation program. The identity and the culture is an important issue for urban development. Today we have planned 398 historical buildings and the blocks for preservation. And the other 234 buildings and the blocks are under the process for preservation. We have planned 12 historical areas covered 27 square kilometers land. And 1.2 million of square meters of the historical buildings will be preserved. Next. We have visited this Xintiandi. This redevelopment project is one part of the historical preservation. Next. The city is providing a better quality for urban life. We use also the historical culture. Next. The burnt area will again play an important role for the city's prosperity. It was planned in 2002 and 2003. This master plan also presented by Vittorio Gregori. Next. This is the most largest area for preservation with more than 7 square kilometers area with 128 blocks for historic preservation. And the next week we will finish all of the preservation programs for 12 areas in Shanghai. This is another project, the preservation plan, one of the 12 historical areas. We just finished this program. And also within this area, there's another area, historical area, full of Chinese modern literatures and arts. Many artists lived once in this area. So we will promote this area. Next. And the former Yiddish living area in 1930s and the 1940s also planned for preservation. And the day before yesterday, we would like to visit this area. It's called the Taikang area. It's a fashion center now. and also a creative center. Originally, it was an industrial and warehouses zone. Next. This is a program for the transformation of the area along the Suzhou Creek. We can, since 2001, we have planned for this area with 7.8 square kilometers area. This is the area along the Suzhou Creek. We are here also now. Today, our forum is held here. Thank you very much.